This weekend, the National Life Headquarters in Montpelier will open up its campus and invite a few friends over on the back lawn, about 5,000 or so. It's the fourth annual Do Good Music Fest. And to talk more about it is Ross Sneed, the Director of Corporate Communications and Community Relations at National Life. He's also the co-director of the Do Good Fest. Welcome, Ross.
Mary, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you're the co-director of the Do Good Fest, and in a second I'll ask you about that stellar lineup of musicians who will play this year. But first, tell us exactly what the Do Good Fest is.
Well, it's fun, for one thing. But we decided a few years ago to, you know, put our corporate values into practice, which are do good, be good, make good. So that's where the name of the festival comes from. And we raise money for Branches of Hope, which is the Cancer Patient Fund at Central Vermont Medical Center. This is a fund that used to raise all its money through things like bake sales and the like. And we said, you know, we've helped build their cancer treatment center, but what about the patients? So we decided to have a party on the back lawn, and it's free. Anybody can come in for free, but we do charge for parking. It's $20 per vehicle. So in the first 3 years of the festival, we've raised $56,000 for cancer patients. National Life underwrites the festival, and all of the parking fees that we raise go directly to Branches of Hope. So we're hopeful that people will come up and pay to park. They do really great work. Here's some of the things, Mary, that they do. They will give cancer patients money to pay their heating bills in the winter when they're out of work because they're having cancer treatment, or, you know, they'll give them a gas card to get to cancer treatments, because so often people are really living paycheck to paycheck and they have to take time off for their treatments and there's no money coming in the door. So Branches of Hope gives folks hope that they'll be able to get through this very trying time in their lives.
And Ross, I understand that last year's Do Good Fest had over 5,000 people enjoying a day of great music out on the lawn at National Life in Montpelier. How do you plan for that many people for this kind of a festival?
Last year, we kind of started planning the week after the festival ended. So we realized that there are always things you can do better. Water, for example. We didn't have enough drinking water for folks. We actually did. We just had to haul a lot of it. So we improved on our drinking water. And we've got more food trucks this year, twice as many food trucks as we had last time. We started looking for bands in late fall, early winter, and we were finally done by late April, early May.
And because we're on the radio, describe for us exactly what the setting is for the Do Good Fest in Montpelier.
If anybody knows National Life, they probably see it when they go down the interstate. So it's the big white building on the hill at exit 8. So you take the exit and we're the first right going up the hill. The building itself is at the very top of the hill, and the back lawn really slopes down, makes this beautiful natural amphitheater. We put a stage at the bottom of the hill, and we put a big tent up at the top near the building. And under the tent, we put what we call the nonprofit village. So in addition to Branches of Hope, we invite local nonprofits to come in and tell their story about what they do for work. And then we have everybody spread out on the hill with blankets and chairs and enjoy the music and, of course, fireworks at the end. There's parking at National Life. We have a lot of space there. But we're also new this year, adding parking at Montpelier High School and doing a shuttle up the hill so that it'll be a lot easier for folks to get to and from if we get a big crowd.
Okay, here's what we've been waiting for. Give us the music lineup in reverse, I guess, headliner, and what times can we expect to see some bands hit the stage?
Well, the headliner is Guster, a kind of an alternative rock band. This is their 25th year, actually. There's a real local connection for Guster. They'll go on stage at 7:30. The opening act for Guster is the Adam Ezra Group, another New England-based band that is pretty well known for crowdsourcing the production of its last album. At 5 o'clock, a Burlington band, Dwight and Nicole, will be playing. And then we start the show at 4 o'clock. You might want to get here early because a Burlington favorite, Kat Wright, will be taking the stage to get everything underway. The goal really is to raise money for cancer patients and to raise some attention for the other nonprofits who come. We also want to just say thank you to Central and Northern Vermont, which is where our employees live and work. You know, we do really do have a beautiful setting. That natural amphitheater has this incredible view of Camel's Hump. So you'll be able to watch the setting sun as Guster goes on stage and then the fireworks at the end of the show.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Ross, for letting us know more about the Do Good Fest coming up this weekend in Montpelier.
Thank you, Mary. We look forward to seeing you.
That's Ross Need, co-director of the Do Good Fest, happening this Saturday, July 15th, on the lawn at National Life in Montpelier. Find out more at vpr.net.